hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God. So important, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amber, how are you doing? Jared, how are you doing? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ living in you, leading your life? I hope so. I pray so. Stephen, nice to have you in tune. Madison, Brendan, and Isaac, welcome to you guys. Good to have you listening. Meredith, nice to chat with you on the telephone recently. Hello, Caleb, Courtney, Kyson, and Colby. Oh, wonderful pictures that Mama has sent in. Thank you very much for these. You cute kids. Speaking of pictures, Brianna, I like this one with you and your hair's in pigtails. You're in this long checkered dress. Thank you for sending this in. Hello, Akela. Hello, Cassidy. Hello, Marky. Hello, Molly. Hello, Katie and Shayna and Sean and Patty. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, is it possible for a little person to bring down a big giant?
The Israelites are afraid.
Oh, this guy is a bad guy. Yes, it is possible with the help of God to bring down a big bad giant. Keep your radio here for the next few minutes and you'll hear the story of David and Goliath, whose name, by the way, was changed to Stop Liath when he hit the ground. Well, not really. This is Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for little people and their families. It's We Kids!
Oh, the name!
Music on We Kids, based on Proverbs 18:10, where the Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe." Have you ever been afraid? Yes, I know. I've been afraid. We've all been afraid. But God is the one who cares for His children and loves them and protects them. If you've ever wakened in the middle of the night and you're just afraid for some reason, pray. Talk to God. Tell Him how you feel. Say, "Lord, I'm afraid. Can you help me, please?" And if you've memorized Proverbs 18:10, you can quote this to yourself. It's comforting. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." Well, that's a good reason to memorize Scripture, don't you think? To hide God's Word into your heart. And to help you with that, we have here We Kids. Uh-oh!
King Saul! Send out your champion to fight me. Won't your gods protect you? The Israelites are afraid.
I can see this guy is going to be a big, big problem. What are we going to do about this big, bad giant?
Only a boy named David, only a little sling.
Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David, only a little brook.
Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took.
And one little stone weighed in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone weighed in the sling, and the sling went around and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling,
and the giant came tumbling,
and the giant came tumbling down, came tumbling down.
Only a boy named David,
only a boy named David,
only a little sling,
only a little sling.
Only a boy named David,
only a boy named David,
and he could pray and see.
Only a boy named David,
only a boy named David at the brook.
Only a boy named David,
four, five little stones he took. And one little stone weighed in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone weighed in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
And round
and round
and round
and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone weighed up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling,
and the giant came tumbling,
and the giant came tumbling,
and the giant came tumbling, 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 tumbling.
Oh, those big ones make a racket when they fall. Now let's hear this true account based on 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now you might remember, last time the Bible story was about Goliath challenging Israel. He came out and taunted the Israelite army for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, "Send one of your men to fight me." Now, David, young David, comes into the picture. He was a shepherd who had brought food for his brothers in Saul's army. And when he heard Goliath's challenge, David decided to do something about it. David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged. I, your servant, will go and fight this Philistine." Saul answered, "You can't go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy. Goliath has been a warrior since he was a young man." But David said to Saul, "I, your servant, have been keeping my father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a sheep from the flock, I would chase it. I would attack it and save the sheep from its mouth. When it attacked me, I caught it by its fur. I would hit it and kill it. I, your servant, have killed both a lion and a bear. Goliath, the Philistine who is not circumcised, will be like the lion or bear I killed. He will die because he has stood against the armies of the living God. The Lord saved me from a lion and a bear. He will also save me from this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Saul put his own clothes on David. He put a bronze helmet on David's head and armor on his body. David put on Saul's sword and tried to walk around, but he was not used to all the armor Saul had put on him. He said to Saul, "I can't do this. I'm not used to it." Then David took it all off. He took his stick in his hand, and he chose five smooth stones from a stream. He put them in his pouch and held his sling in his hand. Then he went to meet Goliath. Goliath looked at David. He saw that David was only a boy, tanned and handsome. He looked down at David with disgust. He said, "Do you think I am a dog that you come at me with a stick?" He used his God's names to curse David. He said to David, "Come here, I'll feed your body to the birds of the air and the wild animals." But David said to him, "You come to me with a sword, a large spear and a small spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. He is the God of the armies of Israel. You have spoken out against him. Today the Lord will give you to me. I'll kill you and I'll cut off your head. Today I'll feed the bodies of the Philistine soldiers to the birds of the air and the wild animals. Then all the world will know there is a God in Israel. Everyone gathered here will know the Lord does not need swords or spears to save people. The battle belongs to him, and he will help us defeat all of you." As Goliath came near to attack him, David ran quickly to meet him. He took a stone from his pouch. He put it into his sling, and he slung it. The stone hit the Philistine on his forehead and sank into it. Goliath fell face down on the ground. So David defeated the Philistine with only a sling and a stone. He hit him and he killed him. He did not even have a sword in his hand. David ran and stood beside the Philistine. He took Goliath's sword out of its holder and killed him. He cut off Goliath's head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. It's a true account from the Word of God, youngster, based on 1 Samuel chapter 17. David fights and defeats Goliath. And this is also true, Philippians 4:13 from the New Testament, a good verse to remember. I can do all things through Him, through Christ, who strengthens me.
Thump, thump, Goliath, thump, thump, good. Will come and fight. Come on out, you Israelites. Choose a man to fight. Come on, Israelites.
Goliath, thump, thump, Goliath, thump, thump.
David heard him brag, put 5 stones into his bag, ran to fight his face defiant. He would meet the giant.
I a dog, Goliath asked. Then you choose rocks to do your task. Would you like to be bird feed? I'll make you the seed.
Goliath, thump, Goliath,
thump, thump. David said with twirling sling, you mistake one little thing. Battles aren't won with spears and swords. The battle is the Lord's. One smooth stone from a little creek bed hit Goliath in the head. There was no more giant to dread. Goliath now was dead.
Timber!
Yeah!
Hooray! The giant's dead! Hey, let's have a parade!
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. How many things?
All things. Oh,
really? 3 things?
All things.
40 things?
All things.
Everybody ready? Come on, get in line and celebrate. The giant is dead.
So I can do all things. All things. All things.
All things.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
4:13.
Ride my skateboard.
All things.
Love my brother.
All things.
Do my homework.
All things.
Eat my vegetables.
All things. Well, if you really believe it, then march around the room and sing it.
Oh, I can do all things. All things.
All things.
I can do
all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. How many things can you do?
So, what a good way to remember Philippians 4:13 and to be marching at the same time. Speaking of marching, it is time now for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need some march leaders. Katie, will you be a march leader ahead of Beth and Jeremy and Emily in this happy household? Oh, you sweet kid. Look at this girl smile. Nicholas, have you been waiting to hear your name on the radio? Do you ever go by Nick? Do you ever go by Mr. Nick, Nicholas? A little soon, huh? Nicholas is going to be the march leader ahead of Shauna, Ricky, Carl, Jordan, Hannah, Bethany, Pamela, and sweet little Daniel. Oh, yes, indeed. Nicholas, you're the march leader over here. Jill, would you like to be ahead of Taylor and Jeremiah and Amber and Heidi and Becca and Holly and Chris in this family? You're in. Savannah, you get to be march leader ahead of Rosanna. And one more. Hannah, would you like to be march leader ahead of Naomi? I'm picking you, you sweet kid. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? You know how the rules go. You know how the name picking goes? I would love to pick all the march leaders, but I just don't have time to do that. So please, if I've not picked one, will you pick a march leader in your family while I go over the rules to this thing? Oh, you know the rules. Easy. But sometimes there are kids who have never done this before. Rule number one, during our wonderful We Kids March, and yes, this is audience participation, we call it. You have to keep your feet in time with the music. Hi, Kyson. You going to be marching too? Okay, you can do this. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a daddy-sized marcher, and you're certainly welcome to march in this thing, sir, please watch out for little marchers. They get tangled up in your feet. You know how that happens. And number four, oh, love these trombone players. Watch out for the trombone players who have trouble marching and playing at the same time during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Woo, look at all these marchers. Put those feet in time with the music. Left, 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 right, left. Make it a little faster, please. Megan, a little faster. Here comes Summer marching through. Hello, Joe. And Angela's marching in this thing, too. Luke and Zach. Hello to you kiddos. Tommy and Roy, good marching. Eric and Caitlin come marching through. Here comes Dawn and Christian. Hello, Courtney. Hello, Caleb. Mama, thank you for helping out with Colby. Another blessing. He'll be marching before you know this. Hello, Julie. Hello, Delia. Here comes Daniel and Brian. Gotta march a little bit more quickly, Brian, to the music. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. I see a papa out there. There's another papa. Yes, this is like marching on the drill field, isn't it? Thank goodness we're marching at home here. All right, Lily. All right, Jezrin. All right, Amber, good marching. Hello, Hannah. And Naomi comes marching through. Hey, Garth. Watch out, Logan. Don't bump into the furniture, please. Katie comes marching through. Hello, Evie. Hello, Tyler. Hello, Britt. Here comes Zach. And Valerie and Amy. Michaela, good marching. Watch out for bigger brother Brian. Jessica, make room for Michaela, please. And watch out for the trombone players, too. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. All the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are good marchers. You may be seated.
Don't forget to tell your friends all about Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. The more, the merrier.
Amen. No rest for the tuba player today, huh?
Praise the Lord.
Play that thing.
Amen.
Sing it, kids.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, touch the ground, and praise my Lord.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. the little children to come unto me. Suffer ye the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
I'm gonna jump down, turn around, test the ground, and praise my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, test the ground, and praise my Lord.
There are all kinds of good ways to praise the Lord, like during our wonderful We Kids March, jumping around, turning around, marching around. If you do that to the glory of God, He is pleased. One of the best ways, one of the regular ways I like to praise the Lord, is by bowing down early in the morning on the floor. Before anyone else is awake, I meet with God and praise Him with my head on the floor. Praise Him for His faithfulness, for His goodness, for His loving kindness, for His mercies. And I think God is pleased with that, too. However you choose to praise the Lord, give glory to Him, honor Him, lift Him up. He is the all-powerful God of the universe who has reached down lovingly to us, and He deserves our praise. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids.
Let all little children praise the Lord. Let all the little children praise the Lord. Let all the little children praise the Lord. Little children love to praise the Lord.
Let all the little children clap their hands. Let all the little children clap their hands.
Let all the little children clap their hands. Little children love to clap their hands. Oh, let all the little children sing this song.
Hallelujah.
Let all the little children sing this song.
Hallelujah.
All the little children sing this song.
Little children love to sing this song.
God's children love to praise the Lord.
Which is exactly what we've been doing for the past half hour of We Kids. And it's wonderful to gather the kids of the radio neighborhood. You kids are special. I love you so. And praise the Lord. Youngster, I hope, I pray that you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, asking Him to wash your sin away and to take your punishment on Himself. That's why He died on the cross, to pay for your sin and my sin, to take the sin of the world on Himself, so that we would not have to die separated from God. Oh, God is so loving, so good. Have you chosen to follow Jesus? It's the only way to live. I know one big bad guy who did not choose to follow Jesus Christ, and that was the giant Goliath. And when that stone sank into his head, he says, "Duh, nothing like this has ever entered my mind before." And what a ground banger. Remember that good verse? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Shall we say it together? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Learn it, love it, live it, youngster. Another one of these rides. The old rope from the chopper trick again. Well, it beats walking. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Down this way a little bit. Over this way. I got it. Oh, isn't it nice to fly into the sky?